Please stand clear of the doors. Por favor, manténganse alejado de las puertas.
To those guests who've just joined us, welcome. Our next stop is the Magic Kingdom. Ladies and gentlemen, we are approaching our station at the entrance to Main Street USA, gateway to the seven theme lands of the Magic Kingdom.
Welcome aboard the Monday Morning Monorail podcast, because it's a Monday morning, and you know what that means. Hi, everybody, coming from the Isolation Station of Love. It's me. It's the DOZ, Landon the Dozdone, welcoming you to episode 199 of the Monday Morning Monorail. No, I am not Justin freaking Monorail. I'm not Papa Monorail. We're going solo today. We're throwing it back to the Cap'n Poochie era. Jay is away on assignment, and in light of the NFL draft, Steffers was actually picked in the fifth round by the Pittsburgh Steelers. Hopefully they will be back next week, and because I am going solo this week, we are once again going to be pushing the return of M34D, talking Body Wars, to another episode, maybe episode 200 next week. I'm going to make an executive call. We're not going to have episode 200 without Papa Monorail, without Steffers. It would be inappropriate, in my opinion, if we did episode 200 just with me hanging out. Well, Zoe's here too. We got to have the whole Monorail fam. By the way, if you want to be a part of the Monorail fam, head over to the Facebook, join the group, join the Discord as well. Get in on the conversations throughout the week, because Disney news is popping off. Even though this week, kind of a light week when it comes to news. We got permits being filed for some renovations upcoming. We have one of the theme parks celebrating a 35th anniversary this week. And we also found out some dates for food and wine coming up in Epcot this year. But let's start with the renovation projects first. Yes, and I said projects because this week there were several announced throughout the park. We're going to start over in the Magic Kingdom because a new notice of commencement has been filed this week for extensive underwater work at the Jungle Cruise attraction. This permit foregoes the typical one-year expiration time frame and instead sets an expiration date of October 2025. Underwater Engineering Services Incorporated is tapped to do the work, but the permit only lists, quote, general construction as the scope. It's also worth noting that the address on the permit resolves to the Jungle Cruise attraction and not any backstage support building, maintenance areas, or docks. Now, on the website for UESI, the company that's going to be doing this renovation, the website says, quote, our services cover assets located both above and below the water and support operating facilities as well as facilities undergoing decommissioning, end quote. Now, it's possible that after more than 50 years of operation, the Jungle Cruise is kind of due for some underwater work, such as, you know, corrosion control, new construction, inspections, repairs, or similar work like that. It's unlikely that the theme of the Jungle Cruise is changing anytime soon, so I don't know if we're going to be getting any Dwayne The Rock Johnson animatronics in an updated Jungle Cruise. I wouldn't count on it, y'all. Or that there's going to be any work that's somehow related to the closure of the attraction. Because, I mean, like, this is the Jungle freaking Cruise, y'all. Everybody loves this attraction. Well, everybody loves this attraction, maybe not the crazy long lines that it gets. It seems like on a pretty regular basis when I'm down in the Magic Kingdom these days. But now, it is interesting to note that Walt Disney Imagineering is not the owner of the permit. Instead, it's Disney World's facility management team. So it's interesting that the Imagineering team isn't going to be handling this renovation project for underwater work at the Jungle Cruise. So it'll be interesting to see what this all breaks down to and if there will be any downtime for the Jungle Cruise. Because again, very popular attraction in the Magic Kingdom. One of my favorite things to do in the Magic Kingdom, dot, 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 if there's not a 95-minute wait like it always seems to have these days. Let's pop over to Epcot, where there is talk of another permit being filed for this time extensive work at the Journey into Imagination Pavilion. Earlier this month, a permit was filed for some, again, extensive work at the Imagination Pavilion in Epcot that might be a hint of an overhaul of the pavilion. A notice of commencement was filed for 1990 Avenue of the Stars, which is the address of the Imagination Pavilion and the Journey into Imagination ride itself, among everything else that's inside the pavilion. It has the Figment meet and greet. I think Joy from Inside Out is in there, and Pixar Short Film Festival is in there as well. And also, if you're a DVC member, they got the DVC Lounge in there. So there's always been those rumblings that maybe Figment will lose his attraction. Disney wants to put a focus on Inside Out. Maybe they just retheme Journey into Your Imagination using the IP of Inside Out. Inside Out has a sequel coming out. But on the flip side, Disney did just introduce a Figment meet and greet inside the Imagination Pavilion. And Figment is very much beloved by the Disney community. It's kind of a unofficial icon of Epcot. And I say what you will about this iteration of Journey into Your Imagination. I don't know if that would be a very well-received move if they did remove Figment from his attraction and did go to Inside Out. That's just my opinion. But we do have a D23 coming up in August. And there's already been some stuff kind of hinted at or straight up announced, talking the Dinoland USA reimagining beyond Big Thunder Mountain project. But paperwork has been filed, and the Imagination Pavilion could be getting a change in some aspect. Staying in Epcot, part of the reason we love going down to Epcot is there's always a festival going on, it seems. And Food and Wine is making a return this year, and Disney has announced that this year's iteration of the Food and Wine Festival will run starting August 29th, and it ends on November 23rd, just in time for Thanksgiving. Now, that puts the event at roughly 1 month shorter than it was in 2023. Now, Disney hasn't mentioned or made announcements for any new additions to this year's Food and Wine Festival, but I do think it is kind of cool to point out that this year's Food and Wine Festival will be the first festival to utilize the Communicore Hall, which is going to be opening on June 10th this year during the quote-unquote diet Epcot time, where there's going to be no festival, a very rare moment on the Epcot calendar. But I think that's going to be interesting. But Disney has made the announcement that returning for the 2024 Food and Wine Festival lineup, you're going to have stuff like the Eat to the Beat concert series. Bands haven't been announced yet. Remy's Ratatouille, Hide and Squeak, Scavenger Hunt, and Emile's Fromage Montage culinary tour will also be returning. So if you're a fan of Food and Wine, you can now put that on your calendar, start making your plans, and hey, like I said, going to be the first festival to be using the Communicore Hall venue, which I think is going to be pretty cool. So we'll see how that livens up the Food and Wine Festival, question mark. This next news story is still in Epcot, and it's more a visual thing, but I do want to throw this out here, A, because I think it's newsworthy, and B, I also want to remind you, next year, April 1st, 2025, I turn 40, and for my 40th birthday, I am going to rope drop Epcot and ride Living with the Land as many times as I can to collect money and raise some funds for Second Harvest of East Tennessee Food Bank and raise some money to help feed some kids. But the reason I bring that up is because there's been updated lighting that illuminates the rainforest scene in the Living with the Land ride. Now, again, this is a story that translates better visually, not necessarily over the audio format that this podcast is currently being brought to you by. But go check out the Blog Mickey article that I'm talking about. But I really dig the new lighting options that they've added in Living with the Land. I think it makes the rainforest scene kind of pop more. It has more of a blue hue than it previously did. So I'm excited to get down there and take it in for myself. But pictures and video, I think, look very, very cool. And I love the fact that Disney is keeping up with Living with the Land. And once again, Living with the Land on April 1st. Send me your money so I can help feed kids. Mentioned it at the top of the show, one of the parks is celebrating its 35th anniversary this week. And on May 1st, that would be Disney's Hollywood Studios. And to celebrate the 30th anniversary, there's going to be like a show on Wednesday. It's going to be in the Theater of the Stars at 11 a.m. Now, it's expected that Disney executives will be there to speak. Oh yeah, that'll put butts in seats. But characters will assemble for a special moment on stage. Disney put out an announcement saying, quote, "As we celebrate 35 years of magic and adventure, join us on May 1st for Disney's Hollywood Studios 35th anniversary celebration at 11 a.m. at Theater of the Stars for a special moment." It's a very vague statement, but I think it's cool that they're doing something to mark the occasion. 35 years of Hollywood Studios. Now, it hasn't always been Hollywood Studios. Yes, we hear you, Dillos. Hashtag always MGM. And to mark the occasion, there's already been previews for 35th anniversary merchandise because, of course, it's Disney. Exit through the gift shop. There's going to be t-shirts, a Loungefly backpack, exclusive pins, stuff like that. Disney has advised guests that if they are interested in purchasing some of this exclusive merchandise, they will need to join a virtual queue. And based on the way merch like this in the past has sold out, may the odds ever be in your favor trying to get that merchandise on May 1st. But I am curious to see what this very special moment will be, 11 a.m. Theater of the Stars, to celebrate the 35th anniversary of Hollywood Studios. We used to do Question of the Week on this show, and I think I did it on Does Does Disney. I'm going to be honest, I don't remember a lot of Does Does Disney. It's a really dark time in my life. No, I'm just kidding. So how about this? For Question of the Week, we've had 35 years of Disney's Hollywood Studios / MGM Studios, whatever you want to call it. What is your favorite moment that you've experienced in Hollywood Studios? Get at us on the socials. Morning Monorail on Twitter, at Landaws on Twitter. Jay's changed his Twitter handle a whole bunch, so I don't remember his. Steffers doesn't want you to follow her on Twitter, so don't get at her. Or get at us on the Monorail fam Facebook and drop your answer. We'll read some answers on next week's episode. And next week might be episode 200, so that should be a fun show. Would love to get some interaction from you, the lovely listener. Staying in Hollywood Studios, this is an experience that I feel very fortunate to have taken part in, and I feel fortunate that A, I got to take part in it, and B, I was fortunate enough that I could afford to do such an experience. We're talking Savvy's Workshop, where you can live out your Star Wars fantasies and build your very own lightsaber. If you are a Star Wars fan, whether you are on the side of good or evil, you can be a Jedi, you can be a Sith, it doesn't matter. Building your own lightsaber and the experience that the cast member gives to you while you build it is so incredible. It is pricey, and it keeps getting more expensive, because, you know, Disney. But God, is it worth every cent. But the reason I'm bringing up Savvy's Workshop is because this is now an experience. Also, the Droid Depot Build-A-Droid, these have changed booking policies. So if this is something you and your party are wanting to do on an upcoming trip down to Disney, you might want to take note. So both Savvy's and the Droid Depot Build-A-Droid experience recently moved from a credit card guarantee to prepaid experiences recently. Previously, both of these experiences required a credit card guarantee when booking, and then full payment was required at the location before you begin the experience. Now, by moving to a prepaid booking, guests will be charged at the time when you book your experience and simply be required to check in 5 to 10 minutes before your reservation time. The products, add-ons, and pricing of the experience have not changed as part of this prepaid booking update. There is a 24-hour cancellation policy that does remain in place. I mean, particularly with Savvy, you know you're putting your skin in the game, so to speak, and you're putting a lot of skin in your game. But now, instead of just having a credit card hold on it, you're paying for the whole thing up front. So on the one hand, yeah, it does suck. You're getting that sticker shock then when you confirm your reservation. So it sucks in that aspect. But on the flip side, you don't have to worry about dropping, you know, the $250 it's up to now when you are there to experience building your own lightsaber. So you don't have to worry about it then. I don't know, but I just want everybody to be aware of the change that has been put into place for that and the Droid Depot Build a Droid experience. I wouldn't want that to ruin your trip to Batuu in a galaxy far, far away on any upcoming trip. So just make note of that. And then finally, if you're an annual pass holder, you know Every now and then, Disney will throw you a bone and give you annual pass holder magnets. And they've announced that starting May 1st, a.k.a. Wednesday. Yes, holy crap, May is here. It's going to be May, as a matter of fact. May 1st, Wednesday, head over to Epcot and you can get the latest complimentary annual pass holder magnet featuring that lovable blue alien who's just a rapscallion of a scamp. We're talking Stitch. Wow, I hate myself. I'm sorry. Pick up your pass holder exclusive magnet featuring Stitch from the animated hit Lilo and Stitch, available at Epcot from May 1st to June 26, 2024, and it's just in time for VI pass holder days. Now, you're going to head over to the Creation Shop in Epcot during normal operating hours to get your special Stitch magnet. Of course, you got to, you know, have your Magic Band Plus, your valid AP card linked to it, a government-issued ID as well, so they can make sure to check who you are, and magnets are available while supplies last. One magnet per pass holder, so there is that. It's always cool when they announce these magnets. I love collecting them. I'm glad Disney brought them back, because if you remember, during the pandemic, they kind of put the kibosh on that for some reason. Disney did a lot of stuff during the pandemic that makes me scratch my head, if we're being completely honest, and I know I'm not alone in that. But I'm glad that they've started doing this again, but I'm not going to lie, it always kind of bums me out a little when I see, oh, cool, they introduced a new magnet, and I'm not going to be down there to get it, so that's just me. But you know what, Landon, not everything is about you. But that's all I got this week. I did want to crank out an episode for y'all. Episode 199, we're not on the doorstep of episode 200, especially with Jay and Steffers kind of out of pocket. Didn't want to leave y'all high and dry on Monday mornings because we do love doing this for you, but sometimes, you know, life happens. Life gets in the way. Hopefully we'll have everybody back here in the virtual studios, full strength for episode 200. We'll have finally, the return of M34D talking Body Wars from Epcot Days of Future Past. Sorry, I've been watching a lot of X-Men 97 on Disney Plus. That thing is so dope. Y'all need to watch it. Answer this week's question of the week. What's your favorite memory from Hollywood Studios as it celebrates its 35 years on May 1st, Wednesday? Drop your answers. We can read some of those next week. Fast Pass Down by Snack Break might be coming back next week. I don't know, honestly, what's going to happen next week because it is episode 200, assuming everybody gets back. And if everybody doesn't get back, it'll be episode 199 and a half. Because, like I said, I'm making an executive decision. We're not going to have a milestone episode without the whole dang family. And you're part of the family. I love the fact that you continue to give us your time, the fact that you give us a second, let alone however many hours you've given us, over 199 episodes of this podcast, Daz Does Disney. Anytime me or Jay appear on other podcasts, we see those numbers and the comments that you guys follow us. It means the world to us. You could give your time to literally anything else in the world, but the fact that you give us the time that you do really means a lot to us. We love doing this, and part of the reason we love doing this, obviously we love talking about SeaWorld. I have to mention SeaWorld because we're the official podcast of SeaWorld, so you're welcome, SeaWorld. But we love talking about parks. We love Disney. We love Universal. We love you too, SeaWorld. But another reason we love doing this is because of y'all. Y'all are the best fans of the podcasting game. I've said it before, and I truly believe that. Follow me on Twitter, LANDOZ. Please go follow me, Landon Doan. I'm the best, Landon Doan, not the rest. You can get me 280 characters at a time. I also appear on the Phil Show News Talk 98.7 WOKI radio station locally here in Knoxville, Tennessee, streaming 6 to 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time at newstalk987.com. Also available in the iHeartRadio app and the Newstalk 987 app as well. Love your family, y'all. Just hug them. Hug them around the neck. Just hug them and love them. Because your family's awesome. Your family's awesome. But thank a cast member. Thank a team member. Disney and Universal, pay your cast members and pay your team members a living wage. We love coming down to your parks. Some of us even tolerate spending all of our money down in your parks. But without your cast members, without your team members, none of what you have happens. So treat them and pay them like the rock stars and the magic that they are. Be decent to each other. Costs you nothing to be nice. You don't know what everybody else has going on in their lives. So just be nice. Nice is nice. And be decent to yourself as well. I'm not talking just physically, I'm talking mentally too, because your mental health is just as important as your physical health. And breathe, have a little bit of fun, and if you can do both of those things, that would mean the absolute world to me. So for Steffers and Justin Monorail, my name is Landon Doan. Thank you so much for coming along once again on the Monday Morning Monorail podcast. We will hopefully be back to full strength next week, but until then, you've been great, and we've been the Monday Morning Monorail. I'll talk to y'all next week. Well, that was a mess.